Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, hey everyone, it's Jaesu here. I'm coming to you from the Mississauga Toy Show / Star Wars Show. We're here once again with our very good friend and teammate, I would say, Danielle, also known as the Wonder Librarian.
That's me, and yes, I'm proud to be a member of this team.
So. Thank you. And now you're a member of Ryan's All Things Geek as well.
Yep, that was pretty unexpected. I actually just got asked last week. They wanted a female perspective on their page, Facebook page, so now I go and post all the stuff I normally post on my own page, and I just post it there instead. And that's good. I like it.
So
doing it anyway.
Because I'm a geek, I'm going to say you're kind of like Wolverine then, because he's a member of the X-Men and Avengers, so you're on both teams, and that's awesome.
Yeah, I like to diversify, and I'll pretty much say yes to almost anything, so it's someone throws something out there and I'll say yes, so why not?
Oh, very cool. Mm-hmm. So you've got some new stuff here today.
Yep, exactly. It's Star Wars themed, so I've been massively immersing myself in Star Wars for like probably the last month or couple months ever since I knew I was going to be doing this show. So I've got, and also I know movies coming up, Christmas is coming up, so I did some Disney Star Wars Princess crossovers. So I've got Slave Ariel and I've got Elsa Stormtrooper here, and I'm selling originals today. And then I've also got some Star Wars themed ornaments. Some of the new people, so like BB-8 and Phasma, some old favorites, Boba Fett, whatnot. And then I've also got Star Wars candle holders and Christmas cards.
Yeah.
So that's about all the Star Wars inventory I have, plus my usual stuff.
That all looks amazing. And you even came up with some Star Wars themed games today, too.
Oh, yeah, the games. Yeah, that was a big part of it, too. So one of the show creators actually asked me if I'd be interested in running an event. So naturally I was like, well, yeah, of course I'd like to run an event because like there's so many awesome events going on here. So she let me come up with the idea, and I've always secretly wanted to be a carny, so it turned into Star Wars Mini Carnival, and like I wanted to build the games anyways, so it was just a natural progression from there. So I've got, instead of Duck Pond, it's Darth Pond, and then I've got Chewy Pong, which is kind of like beer pong, and then I've got Star Wars Ring Toss, which is like basically beer bottles with Star Wars labels on it, and then you toss rings on it. All which are fun and cool.
Yeah, very cool, very original. I like them.
Yeah.
Now, we'll ask you a few Star Wars questions. What has Star Wars meant to you growing up and whatnot?
Well, it's actually my second favorite trilogy, first favorite being Back to the Future. Yeah, I know. Yeah, there's that old thing again. So I didn't get into it until my teen years because it wasn't one of our old VHSs that we had laying around, so I had to kind of get into it on my own. But I've always loved, not even so much the human characters, I really like the puppet ones and like the random little aliens. So Yoda's officially my favorite, as per my shirt.
Okay.
He's wise, he's a Muppet kind of, he's awesome, he's got a cool voice, he talks weird. And then I love Chewbacca, I do Chewbacca impressions sometimes. And I love all the droids and everything. My friend calls me R2-D2.
Oh, yeah.
I call her C-3PO. I don't know. It's sort of weaved in out of there. And I did, actually, that you mentioned Ryan, All Things Geek, I did a promo show last week. So we talked about Star Wars. So I watched all six of the ones that are out.
Okay.
And then I watched basically, like, well, read tons of, like, Wikipedia articles, like, about the new movie, people speculating stuff for what's going to happen.
Mm.
And I was joking around with Ryan. I'm like, I brought 17 pages of notes, like, on Star Wars. So I had a lot to talk about, but we didn't even really talk mostly about it. That was like 10 minutes. And so,
yeah.
I know. I guess you could say I'm a huge fan. And I'm really looking forward to the movie.
That's good. Do you have a favorite of the six you watched?
Of them, I think I formally decided finally that I liked the last one, The Return of the Jedi.
Okay.
And I think I decided that because of the Ewoks. I like the speeder bikes.
Oh, yeah.
I like the resolution part of it, the whole thing. I like the sentimental Darth Vader stuff kind of at the end. And then I like the ghost part where all the Obi-Wan and Anakin Skywalker and Yoda come back. I don't know. I guess
cool.
It's like the time thing, right? Like the time travel, seeing things like from the beginning and then resolving in the end. So
that's cool. Did you watch, what order did you watch them in? Numerical order?
We watched watch from the older ones, and
okay.
then we went back. So my boyfriend doesn't actually like them at all. He says, like, this is only his second time seeing them. He's like, I don't get the big deal. And I'm like, I don't even know if I can watch the other ones with you. We'll watch the first ones together. So I actually watched the new episode 1, 2, and 3 on my own.
Okay.
But yeah, I forget what the original question was. I kind of
what order did you watch?
Oh yeah, okay, yeah. So we went originals first, and then I went back and watched the other three in preparation for the radio show.
That's cool. And you said you're looking forward to the new one?
I am, very much so, yeah. So I've read some speculatory stuff, like I was saying, so I won't reveal anything just in case people get mad about spoilers and whatnot.
Right.
But I do have kind of an idea of what's going on a little bit. It seems to be sort of like almost like Star Wars The New Class, where it's like Rey and Finn are sort of the... I'm going to call Rey like the Luke Skywalker, so I have a feeling she's going to go through her being a Jedi journey type thing,
so,
and then she's got her little, you know, BB-8 R2. So it's going to be sort of a retelling of that, but I think it's going to be like a bringing in of old stuff, having the older characters there, and then a whole new story and see what happens with her.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah,
yeah.
I think so, too. Myself, I'm a longtime fan, so I'm excited that Harrison Ford is back.
Oh, yeah.
After 30 years.
For sure. Well, then I won't tell you what I read.
Oh, yeah, don't tell me what you read.
Never mind.
All right. So, because the GeekeryCon was the last time we interviewed you, I think.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
How'd you spend Back to the Future Day?
It wasn't as eventful as I'd hoped. I just was at work, but my friend that works there happened to be screening the movie, like, randomly. We work in, like, a library setting, so he had it going. So I actually watched it at work. So I brought my hoverboard and my hat, and I watched it. And then I was just at my desk, and I was watching all of the, like, the update stuff. So there was, like, Michael J. Fox, commercial with Christopher Lloyd, like, I think it was Toyota. Then he got the Neg Mags, and then, like, they were doing a screening in New York that I heard about.
Yeah.
So they were all there. And then I kind of went over, like, all the We're Going Back events, like, kind of after the fact, the big event that was in California. So I watched, like, all the recap videos.
Yeah.
Then I added, like, all the people from it. I've been, like, just obsessively talking about it. So I think at some point, probably in, like, November, I think I switched to Star Wars thinking, but October was just an influx of Back to the Future.
For sure.
Yeah,
A little bit sad that movie now takes place in the past, I guess, now.
Yeah. It is sad, but it lives on forever. It's timeless. It's the best trilogy of all time.
Definitely. And I will just say thank you again for helping us out with the Sean Sullivan interview in Hamilton.
That was great. I loved doing that. It was a lot of fun being on the other side of it. So I asked him a couple of Back to the Future questions. And
which was awesome.
Yeah, and he told us some good behind-the-scenes stories. I always like to hear that kind of thing.
Cool. Now, do you have any future characters you might be working on or for drawing and artist purposes?
I think right now I did so much Star Wars stuff that I
need
think
a break.
It's almost like I have to figure out what the next inspiration is going to be, because this one's just been crazy with all the new creations and doing it in such a short period of time. But I'll probably go back to, like, I'm thinking I usually go with, like, stuff that's current and happening, so maybe like Deadpool or like some of the new movies that are coming out, that kind of thing. So I'll have to, like, revisit my list of, because I always make a list of every movie I have to see all year.
Okay.
So I'll probably look at that, and they'll come as the movies come out, I'm sure.
That's cool.
So, yeah.
Cool. And I guess you've been kind enough to agree to being at our Star Wars event at the Geekery on the 18th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, too.
We're looking forward to seeing you out there as well.
Bring the art and some games.
Yeah, that can't wait.
See some cosplays.
Yeah, big cosplay contest.
Yeah.
Yep, nice. So, yeah, where on social media can people go to check out your work?
Okay, so I'll say a whole bunch of things here. So I'm Danielle Roy, so it's Denielle Roy. So if you Google me, you'll find all my stuff. WonderLive.Weebly.com is my official webpage. I'm also on Facebook as Wonder Librarian Art. Twitter is Denica1. Instagram is Denica1. I have a YouTube channel. I've been doing a lot more YouTube videos, like how-to videos, showing paintings. So I've started doing that a little bit more now. So I'll mention also the Ryan's All Things Geek. So go on that Facebook page. I'm posting there all the geek stuff I find. They've also asked me to maybe sometimes be a radio show guest. So
cool.
Rad G Radio, YouTube.
Hey, it's a fun show to do. I've been on it twice. So.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, you guys, we got thegeek.com. I'm a super fan of you.
I will say that I love that. Have you listened to all of them now, or are you pretty close?
If not all, most. most, some several times, the ones I really like.
Because every day I can go into my side and see what different shows have been listened to. I'm like, oh, it's a weird one. I think Danielle must have been in here listening to it.
It was probably me. You're right.
Oh, I love that. Thank you.
So I'll just say one more thing. So I'm, like, talking about doing interviews with you guys. I'm going to start maybe doing a little bit more of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to mention, like, the first interview that I booked. So it's a guy I met, actually, through a Back to the Future group. So his name's Harry Asseline, and he is a writer and digital artist and a producer living in New York. So he's just finished his first it's a sci-fi comedy short film, and he's going to be submitting to, like, all these film festivals. So I just wanted to say, check out his website, New York 2150 is okay. The title of the movie. He's also on Facebook, so go like his page. And like I said, I've been talking to him about doing a potential interview, so look out for that on my pages, and I'll be promoting, and he's awesome, so check it out.
Cool. Well, yeah. I gotta say, it's been fantastic reconnecting with you this year. We met a couple of years ago, and it's been cool doing the event with you and talking to you, and we definitely want to work more with you in the future, for sure.
Well, I would have to say that you guys have been pretty instrumental in everything that I've done in probably the last 6 months, ever since I went to the Geekery. You guys are the reason I'm here. You're the reason that I did the interviews. I like doing it. It's all fun, so let's continue with that.
Oh, I appreciate that. And, you know, as soon as Steve asked me if I knew any artists I would like to do this show, you were the first one that came to mind. So
excellent.
I deservedly so. You have great work, and we look forward to seeing more in the future.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
I will be around.
Thanks, Superfan, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
See you in the future.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.